attention has gone elsewhere to another very worrying development with Israel and Iran. Now, I can't speak to Netanyahu's intent on the decision to strike the Damascus consular facility on April 1st. But what I can say is that when you've lost legitimacy and when former security officials and even some current ones are telling everyone that Netanyahu is not fit to lead and is not fit to be, you know, providing any kind of safety and security for Israelis, and then he takes a decision to strike a consulate, then that's clearly something that he took into account. In other words, it could have either led to nothing or it could have led to what we saw, and in which case he's now basically taking benefiting from the fact that all the world now has to kind of cooperate with him. The Western capitals, surely some Arab countries as well, have no choice but to kind of band together against this Iranian threat.
Mehrav, could you explain your article before this one earlier this month is titled "The Problem Isn't Just Netanyahu, It's Israeli Society." Explain what you mean by that and what you think the problem is with people focusing only on his being the head of Israel, Netanyahu, and taking all the decisions.
Right. Well, I mean, it's important to understand some of the nuances. I mean, basically, Israeli society is largely a right-wing society. It is a society that has not spoken about or thought about Palestinians or the occupation except when it's forced to. And it is a society that has gotten used to acting with impunity. After the Hamas October 7th attack, which was truly unprecedented for Israelis, there was huge consensus for the war. And there's been almost, you know, complete apathy to what's happening in Gaza. Israelis are not really interested or emotionally capable of handling that. And there's been a dehumanization of Palestinians for a very long time. So you have this kind of consensus and just support for Israel's war effort. At the same time, you have a leader, specifically Netanyahu, but also the far-right government in general, that many liberal secular Israelis don't support. And so you have a situation in which the Western capitals in the world that have pretty much unconditionally supported Israel have found a way to try and kind of split between, you know, criticism of Netanyahu, but supporting Israeli society at large. Now, I understand why they're doing that, but it's just important to understand that even if you took Netanyahu out of the equation and you put somebody else, some of his political rivals in the leadership positions, their approach to the Palestinian issue is almost identical. There's really no difference there. So the Israelis that are protesting Netanyahu now are not protesting him about his policies on Palestinians. They're protesting him about his attacks on their own freedoms and the fact that kind of the same human rights violations that Israel has been doing for years are now starting to seep into their own world.
Can you talk, Mehrav, about this possible trade-off that's being reported? Israel, U.S. wanting Israel not to attack Iran again, but they can invade Rafah.
I think all of this is largely theater and largely performative. I mean, basically, Israel has been dangling the threat of an invasion in Rafah for months now. It doesn't mean that I don't think it's something that it plans to do, but the U.S. pushback on it, while firm rhetorically, hasn't really been convincing. I'm not convinced that the U.S. is actually about to withhold aid or that the U.S. or Biden were actually going to stop Israel from invading Rafah because they are largely support the war effort. And Israel is almost surely going to respond to the Iranian strike in some way. And it's understandable, you know, if we understand the ways Israel works, that it would do so. I think it's also understandable that Israel, you know, would now, since it hasn't already responded, it's now going to consider its options in how it can do that and how it can leverage that situation. So now, in effect, it has the benefit of being able to kind of dangle both threats. We're both going to attack Iran and we're going to attack Rafah. And so ultimately, those things are still the case.
Mehrav Sonshine, senior Israel analyst for the International Crisis Group. We'll link to your piece in Foreign Policy. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh for another edition of Democracy Now!
ready?
Welcome, everybody, to another exciting episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or the Tuesday Roots program, depending on where you are listening. I am Mando Richard, and I've got a show that I know you will enjoy. Start off on the liquor up side of the family, like we always do. Now we'll close down on the gospel set, like we always do. And in between that, lots of things, old and new. So let's go ahead and get our liquored up set going, shall we? Let's start off with Nellie McKay doing the drinking song.
Fools give a vent to the things on their mind.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hey, you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard, one of the top 10 radio shows somewhere.
Why build one when you can have two? Why go around when you can go through? Nobody's looking, nobody cares. And if they do, cut them a share. Forget about tomorrow, why ask why? We'll all drink money when the well runs dry. If I don't do it, somebody else will. Don't tell me I don't care for the earth. I'm selling her all for twice what she's worth. When I'm done, we'll be selling the sky. And we'll all drink money when the well runs dry. Till the bank foreclosed, the pond can stay, but the hills gotta go. We can get a few hundred if we get them in time. I do it for nothing if we don't do it right. Put up a sign, ready to buy, and we'll all drink money when the well runs dry. Nobody cares, and if they do, cut them a share. Forget about tomorrow, why ask why? We'll all drink money when the well runs dry. Why build one when you can have two? Why go around when you can go through?
When I get to drinking, that's when I get to thinking. But it's 'cause I ain't been thinking that I'd drink. Now if I was to think, I wouldn't start to drink. thinking it stopped me drinking till I'm drunk. If you drank till you stink, then you get drunk like a skunk. But them thinking about drinking, not what you thunk. 'Cause before you start to drink, it occurs to you to think that it's kind of fun to think you'll get stinking drunk. Drinking, a man gets thinking. Thinking, he starts a drinking. Thinking and drinking, then drinking and thinking, till you're blinking, stinking, drink, drank, drunk. Am I right to drink rye? Well, I'll tell you why I drink. See, my woman up and left me, 'cause they laid me off down the plant. 'Cause I was drinking, see? So I didn't even have enough money to buy her her own bottle of gin. So don't you start a drinking, 'cause it will start you thinking, thinking about the things that make you drink. Better think about some thinking before you start drinking, and that'll stop you drinking, you old drunk. Maybe. And that'll stop you drinking, you old drunk. Maybe not. Blinking, stinking, drink, drank, drunk. Pass me that bottle.
Listen to the Saturday Shuffle from Roger Klein's 2022 record, Stories of Valor. I'm going to tell you about that opening set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots program. Nellie McKay got us started with a drinking song from her 2023 record, Hey, Guys, Watch This. Then Angie Gokey gave us Whiskey in a Teacup from her record, If I Were Honest, and that came out in 2022. Then, after the PSA, you heard the Balsam Range from the Bluegrass side of the family doing We'll All Drink Money from their 2023 record, Kinetic Tone. The last thing in the set was something that just came out in 2024, but I think was originally recorded back in 2019. Richie Kay and the New Old Timers doing Drink, Drank, Drunk from his release, Plush Life. Thank you. Many months ago on the show, I interviewed Stella Prince, and she's got a new record out called Two-Faced. Let's give it a listen.
Got a part-time job, waiting tables was supposed to be till I felt stable, but it's been 20 years of full-time work. The others used to call me kid, but now I look the same as they did. They can't remember orders anymore. I still worry about started working here at my age. Is that what I should expect to become? Where will I be when I am 70? I don't know where the choices I'll make will lead me. Will I false paths and promises forever to see? I know my life's still a mystery, but I'm scared of where I'll be at 70. Oh, oh, oh. Will I still get asked constantly why I never got married? Or there some things that people don't need to know? A while back I met someone at 21. I fell in love, but he stole my heart and broke my trust. The truth is I chose to spend my life alone, pretending that it won't be harder when I'm old. But what happens when the world starts to fade? I'm scared there's no one to be there to save me. I used to ask if people liked them when they stared, but now I know that I'm the only one who cares. So now I wear them just for me, and now I wear them just for me at 70.
Girls with wings, they tell their cowboys to sing and dance across the sky with clouds rolling by. If angels were cowgirls with wings, If angels were cowgirls, they'd say, to live like there's no other day, and kick your heels up when the going gets rough. If angels were cowgirls with wings, and heaven must be happy to see the smile of a cowgirl like you. If angels were cowgirls, we'd know. If you love someone, tell them so, and reach for their hand the moment you can. If angels were cowgirls with wings, times that we hear the laughter of cowgirls like you. If angels were cowgirls with wings, they'd tell their cowboys to sing and dance across the sky with clouds rolling by. If angels were cowgirls with wings, if angels were cowgirls with wings.
Yes, we're dancing, and we're just proves that I can't stay here anymore.
Listen to the Kathy Kallick Band play Roscoe Gut That Rabbit from their 2023 record, The Lonesome Chronicles. Let me tell you about that last set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program, depending on where you are. Stella Prince began with Two-Faced from her upcoming record, Dear Future Me. And then Ray Lambiase gave us If Angels Were Cowgirls with Wings. That's from his 2021 record, The Road Ahead. Then Lyle Lovett gave us Are We Dancing from his 2022 record, 12th of June. And then Ella Harp gave us Runaway from her 2023 record, Lost in January. For those of you listening in the Pittsburgh area, here comes a band that you may know, the Squirrel Hillbillies.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I stop to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Maybe he's crying for me. And as the skies turn gloomy, night winds whisper to me, I'm lonesome as I can be. I go out walking after midnight, out in the starlight, just hoping you may be somewhere out walking after midnight, searching for me.
With a good dog by my side, the game is on, we steal out into the wild. You say you own this land, your fence gives you the right to bar and ban. Your signs offend my eyes. Your bill of sale is only paper I don't recognize. So give me a lurcher and the darkened night. Give me the woods and a moonlit wheel. Give me a river where the salmon bite. And I will give you trespass through forest and field. Gamekeepers kill the mountain hares. And every bird of prey that they see in the air. With poison, trap, and gun. At war with nature, so rich men boast and have their fun. So give me a lurcher and the darkened night. Give me the woods and a moonlit wheel. Give me a river where the salmon bite. And I will give you trespass through forest and field. There was a dairy in this town. Butchers and bakers, now they're all closed down. Now supermarket forces rule. Shrink-wrapped and sanitized, but the car park's always full.
I need one more chance.
listen to the Galway Ramblers play A Suite of Bourrées from their 2022 self-titled record. I will tell you about that last set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, where the Roots program. We began with the Squirrel Hillbillies doing Walking After Midnight from their record Rhizomes, which came out in 2023. Yeah, we all know that one was a Patsy Cline hit. What's cool about that record is the Squirrel Hillbillies did all covers on that record Rhizomes, and so that was Jenny doing the lead sing there and Walking After Midnight. Then Ray Zaragoza gave us Fight Like a Girl, a single that came out in 2020. Still a good message in there. Then Malcolm McWatt gave us a very thought-provoking song, Trespass, from his 2021 record, Settler. And the last thing that set was from Shauna Caspi, One More Chance, from her 2021 record, Hurricane Coming. Let's see if we can squeeze in a couple more before the mid-show station break, shall we? Here comes Nickel Creek.
shout, shout. I know what you're shouting about. Shout, little Lulu, shout your best. Old Bill Doris gone to rest. Nice old dog, needs no rabbit, needs no log. A border collie, 8 years old, richest dog in town, I'm told. How many nickels does it take to make little Lulu's body shake? She's got enough for you and me and my extended family. Shout, little Lulu, shout, shout. Shout, little Lulu, shout. Shout, little Lulu, shout, shout. I know what you're shouting about. Died at home in 2020, all alone. The writ is will in probate court. The Lulu barked a loud retort. Shout, little Lulu, shout, shout. I know what you're shouting about. Barking out your thanks to Bill, who left you millions in his will. Shout, little Lulu, shout, shout. Shout, little Lulu, shout. Shout, little Lulu, shout, shout. I know what you're shouting about. Fiberglass for Jack Kershaw to make a cast of the first Grand Wizard of the KKK in the perfect spot for its display. It first appeared in 98 there right beside the interstate. A monument to white man's fear stayed up more than 20 years. Shout, little Lulu, shout, shout. Shout, little Lulu, shout. Shout, little Lulu, shout, shout. I know what you're shouting about. Forest statue stood. She didn't shout, she didn't beg. Stood next to Forest with a lifted leg. Statue covered with a paintball pink. Now it has Lulu stink. Don't know from white supremacy. Just knows a place she likes to be. Shout, little Lulu, shout, shout. I know what you're shouting about. Shouting out your thanks to Bill, who left you millions in his will. Shout, little Lulu, shout. Shout. I know what you're shouting about. Shout, little Lulu, shout your best. Kershaw and Doris are gone to rest. Shout, little Lulu, shout, shout. Shout, little Lulu, shout. Shout, little Lulu, shout, shout. I know what you're shouting about.
Back in my old stomping grounds of Delaware know that I'm a big fan of Speedy West and Jimmy Bryant. As a matter of fact, I used one of their songs as my theme song about 20 days a year for the University of Delaware orientation. Anyway, this is Speedy West and Jimmy Bryant's version of Deep Water. Yeah, good stuff. What did you hear? Nickel Creek gave us Where the Long Line Leads from their record Celebrants, and Tim O'Brien gave us Shout Lulu from Cup of Sugar. Both of those records from 2023. Hey, stick around. We've got more great music coming your way right after the station break. Thanks so much for tuning in to Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or The Roots Program. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Hi, I'm DJ Firefly, the electronic music director here at WRCT. You know, Louis Armstrong once said that all music is folk music because he never heard a horse sing a song. So I invite you to check out the folk music on my show, Couch Dancing, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
I just got a text asking me to approve a bank transfer I didn't make. I bet you get messages like this too. So much of our lives are online today, from email to banking and everything in between. To make sure my information was protected, I checked out CISA's Secure Our World website for simple steps to stay safe online. Now I know how to protect myself from scammers, and you can learn too. Go to CISA at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. And they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday Night Extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe, you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Parents, we need to talk about your children. There's a new thing on the streets, a substance so potent, teens are choosing it over cigarettes, pot, and alcohol. The kids are calling it lasagna or lasagna. We're not sure, but we are sure that it's a gateway dish to other things like pork chops and twice-baked potatoes, goulash and, well, whatever goes with goulash. Yes, lasagna is out there. And if you're lucky, it will happen to your child, because studies show that children who eat dinner with their families are less likely to smoke, drink, or use drugs. This is Jamie Lee Curtis encouraging you to have dinner with your kids every day. A message from CASA, the National Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse at Columbia University. For more information, visit www.casafamilyday.org.
Thank you. Now Speedy West and Jimmy Bryant are playing Old Joe Clark. Seems to be a popular feature here, so I'm going to keep doing it. Play a set of, sort of folk rock. And I hope you enjoy it. Some of it will be older, some of it will be newer. And one's actually electric blues, but I think you'll enjoy this set. Starts off with one of my favorite songs of 1972, Rye Cooter's Teardrops Will Fall.
Deep down inside.